Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush now. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it, homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Girl, let's see, let's live in the building, and you know it goes down each and every Friday, and you know every time on Friday we do nothing but the hot or not, the hot or not. We definitely want to shout a shout out to Uncle Russ, you know what I'm saying, Russell Simmons had his birthday not too long ago, and he's out there doing yoga and still looking like he's fit doing his thing, so shout out to Uncle Russ. Don't forget that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So don't forget that cancer comes in every shape or form, and you know it's something that you need to check out, especially us as women. You know, go check yourself out, and also check yourself out for fibroids, especially our minority women. Check that out. It's something that, you know, the women definitely need to check out here, you know, in the you know, out here, you know, single mothers, mothers in general, women, brothers, sisters, you know, even men, you know, there's brain cancer, you know, all kinds of throat cancer, you know, this is, you know, breast cancer awareness. You know, a lot of people wearing pink bras, a lot of people wearing pink something, pink bags, you know, to represent cancer. So shout out to everybody, all those ones who lost their lives and stuff from cancer, and the ones that are going through it, you know, and also, don't forget to win. Listen to when the actual song, the actual album Recovery, you know, from us, when Recovery from us, and also a copy of the album on Lush Radio Online. Tonight we're going to have your boy Buddha the Future, the producer, live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to go to a caller real quick and see who's live on the line with us. We got a caller from the block number. What it do, baby? Caller from the block number. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby? All right. Stay on the line with us. Like I said, we're also going to have Future Guru live in the building with us. Food of the Future is definitely going to be, you know, henceforth the start of our producer's corner. He's going to be talking to us, you know, about, you know, all the wonderful things he's doing as a producer, super producer. He's not a guy to be played with out here. I mean, you know, he's a young man that's definitely, you know, done stuff with the likes of 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying, Lloyd, you know, Jim Jones, and many more. And I know he's also worked with Fred the Godson. He has a lot of new projects coming out. So, you know, get some advice from him. And if you're an upcoming producer, you know, call in and ask him some advice. This is Hot or Not Fridays. Get the F out of here Fridays. You know what I'm saying? Listen to when, you know, the Recovery album, you know, of Eminem and a copy of the poster. And let me know, you know, how I played the song. You know, how many songs did I play before that? So check it out. Call in and be that winner. Well, Buddha the Future is going to be live in the building with us. Let's check on the line and see who's in the building. 718, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby?
Lush Radio, what's going on? It's your boy Buddha the Future. What's going on?
Hey man, I'm so excited. I'm so ecstatic. I don't even know what to do with myself because you graced us with your presence, my dude.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm actually flattered to be on your show, man. Thank you for having me up here.
That's
it's an honor
up,
and a blessing at the same time.
I gotta give you some Lush Radio love. You know what I'm saying? Because the people love you, man. That's
very appreciated. I love y'all back. Thank you very much.
That's what's up, man. Before we get into it, Booty, you got any shout-outs or anything like that?
I just want to shout-out to everybody listening and just supporting good music and hip-hop. Shout-out to the whole New York. Shout-out to the Tri-State area. Shout-out to the whole Lush Radio for having me up here. Shout-out to my partner, Grand's Music. It's Booty the Future and Grand's Music. It's actually two producers, and we're a team.
That's what it is, man. And you're working with a lot of people in there, but the big thing I want to ask, man, is Buddha, you know, what inspires you, you know, because everybody finds their niche in the game. What made you decide to become, you know, a producer and get into this music?
Actually, that's a good question. What made me become a producer, I was always involved just being around music growing up in New York, so that was a melting pot for us. That's like in our backyard, just listening to just from Big all the way to Pac to just coming up in New York and just listening to wild music. But I actually fell in love with it even more throughout high school. And then once I finished high school, I had a good mentor by Steve Styles. He's a Styles bass player and, of course, producer Amadeus. So I used to roll with him a lot. I actually got into production as I got older. So this is actually like my fourth year doing production. So it's been a blessing, you know?
That's what's up, man. Are you also part of iStandard Producers also?
Yes, I am. iStandard, PMP Worldwide, a couple social sites there to, you know, network with the producers out there and writers and stuff.
That's what's up, man. You know, how is it working with other producers and stuff like that? Do you guys kind of like, I know you guys don't really, do y'all guys like trade secrets or how do you guys, you know, when you producers work with each other, like how is that? Do y'all sometimes bump heads? How is it?
So I would say all the great ones definitely, they learn to disagree and agree. I base it off vibe, really. It depends. You can't get too complicated. You know, it's music. You don't try to think too hard about it. To me, I work based off feeling. So usually it's always mutual. So if you bump heads, it can't be for something that serious. It'll probably be over a sound or a snare. But if your business is right, you good bread.
Definitely. I mean, you work with a list of names of people that, you know, is you know, you work with 50 Cent, you know, Lloyd Blanks.
Trying to work. Thank you. I appreciate that.
you know, Fred the Godson, you know, a lot of, you know, people, you know, and, you know, you're still, you know, young, you know, and, you know, you work with a lot of big name people, man. How did all of that come about? You know, was it hard to get that first big name for you? How was it, you know, as a producer presenting your, you know, your music to them, you know, for them to, you know, drop their bars on it?
I would definitely say it's a little bit of it's a mixture of hard work, networking, of course, and I would say God, like, grace of God. My first placement, when I first got into production, my first placement, first person I ever recorded with was 50 Cent, and that was through one of my friends named Jay Johnson. He actually manages an artist named Prime right now. But I got the placement through him, and that was actually my first time, like, getting introduced to the industry, and that was, like, my first placement.
Wow. How did you feel when that happened? I mean, that was a good look right there, man. For real.
It was a little surreal, a little scary at first. But at the time, I was going through wild stuff in my life. Like, my grandmother had passed, and that was one of my biggest supporters, like, in my career.
Sorry about that, man. Sorry about that.
Cool. I appreciate that. But it was actually, I felt like it was a blessing from her at the same time when it happened, because it was, like a couple of days apart after she passed. And when I got the placement, That's when I knew. I was like, yeah, this is something that I want to do. So since then, we just took off, and me and Grant haven't stopped since.
Definitely, definitely. And another thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, being a producer, you know, what are some of the, you know, adversities that you feel that you face, you know, as a producer, and also as a producer, some of the things for these young producers that they need to look for before they decide to, like, jump into, you know, this industry?
Definitely, I would say you got to stay consistent and stay relevant. And, like, being that you're doing music, it's like the new NBA, I would consider it, because more people want to rap and do music than actually play sports. So the numbers against you is really it's a lot. It's real tough. I would say that, but I also say being in New York, I feel like I have an advantage. You know what I'm saying? Over a lot of producers, being that most of these labels and opportunities is right here in my backyard. So I try to stay as relevant as possible. As traveling, even doing showcases out of state and in New York in my city as well, and just try to stay everywhere, man. That's your best bet. You're only as good as your last network, your last contact. So I would definitely take that to heed, you know, and just build on networking. And don't worry so much about how much you're going to get paid or finances. Build your resume. That's most important. And then you put in that work, it'll come up. People will notice it.
Definitely, definitely. And I also checked out.
Did
that,
I answer your question? Was that cool?
Yeah, you did. If you did answer my question.
All right. I'm sorry. Let me know if I ain't doing too well. Keep me posted, man. Don't you mean? Let me know.
No, I'm gonna tell you. This is Get the F Out of Here Fridays too. So, you know, and we just go in. So, you know, it's Raw Wrigley Raw on Fridays.
Okay,
you know?
That's what's up. I appreciate that. That's what's up.
It's Raw Wrigley
I can loosen
Raw
up
on
now.
Fridays, you know. And make sure that you guys are listening. If you're listening in right now, we have Buddha the Future live in the building with us. One of the super producers that's doing this thing. I respect this grind. He's a good
Thank
dude,
you.
Humble dude. You know what I mean? And he's phenomenal at what he does. Buddha, a lot of people in the chat room are asking me, where did you get Buddha the Future? I know I call my daughter, you know, Puda, and I know at a young age sometimes we call our children Puda, Buddha, and stuff like that. You
okay.
Know. Go ahead.
Buddha, I was actually given to me by my grandmother, same person. I was actually a young kid,
mm-hmm.
Man, fat and chubby, with looking like a little Chinese Buddha. So that's what she called me. Real talk, I'm gonna keep it on it. And I always had that nickname since I was younger. And I was like, my upbringing was very, you know, what I mean, I was pretty good bred when I was coming up. So people said I was always blessed. So that name stuck well. That
well, I like it. I like Food of the Future. I mean, and you know what? That name definitely makes you money, so who cares,
and
you know?
At
the end of the day, they cutting the check, right?
Absolutely. Amen.
Seriously, you know.
Right.
And, you know, and it wasn't easy for you to get where you are, you know?
Nah, absolutely
was
not.
It,
like,
you know?
I have to pace myself and just be patient. That's the name of the game, though. You got to be patient. If you ain't a patient person, this ain't the business for you, because you're going to deal with a lot of BS and loopholes, and you definitely got to build on your relationships, and those don't happen overnight. Like, I'm still struggling, you know, but I pace myself and try to brand myself and my partner as much as we can, you know?
How did you and your partner actually, you know, get together and decide y'all wanted to do a movement together?
We actually met after high school. We both went to IAR for engineering, Institute
mm-hmm.
Audio Research, and
mm-hmm.
we met, and we started doing production there, and he actually sold me my first MPC, Grands, so that's how I got started, which is funny. So he introduced me to the MPC, and we both just started building, and we will both do production together and separate, and we just decided, like, yo, let's make it a team effort, because two people work better than one, you know what I'm saying? So, and it works perfect. Like, we don't have a problem with that.
Oh,
but
it's
definitely been a blessing how we met. You know what I mean? We met in school, and it's been good since.
But that's good that y'all was able to maintain that relationship all the way till now, because sometimes, you know, when it comes to this industry, sometimes it can tear friendships apart. What makes you
right.
be able to keep that glue together to keep you guys together, though? You know,
yeah, and also
guys,
we both
have, like,
I mean, we both have. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we both had the same similar upbringing, and what's crazy that he's from Queens and I'm from the Bronx.
Wow.
And it's like, that shit never mattered. So we always both had a love for hip hop and the same artists we like. Like everything just matched. No homo. Like, you know what I mean? Like we made a good team. So since then we just, you know, just try to take it to the next level.
Definitely. I mean, I'm glad to hear that, because it's good, and I respect that guys together were able to continue to keep that consistency, because, like I said, man, this is a cutthroat business, and it's really, really hard sometimes to even keep, you know, a friend in this business, man, because it's crazy.
I mean, if the Neptunes could do it, why we can't? You know what I mean? It's time for a new
team
anyway. Why not?
That's true. Definitely.
I mean, I don't see why not. And, you know, hopefully in due time people realize and definitely, you know, give us a chance.
You got a couple of songs and stuff that I'm going to play in a few. I know we got some people online. But this came to me, though. You know, I seen an interview that you did, and you said that Julio Iglesias and Jose also inspired you as you were growing up, because you listened to a lot of Spanish music.
Yeah, absolutely.
How does that reflect, you know, your production?
The fact, I would say, like, different. When I was growing up, I grew up in the Bronx, right? Like, Harlem and the Bronx, I was always crossed over. My father's from Harlem, my mom's from the Bronx, so she's Dominican, and my dad was from Harlem. So I always had, like, the best of both worlds, from the Hispanic and the hip-hop world. So I would be in the crib listening to the Juice soundtrack, and then my moms would be playing like Julio Iglesias or Jose. So, and then that also helped me evolve into sampling, because I was always into records because my parents was playing them. So if it wasn't an old hip hop record, it was always like some Spanish joint playing in the crib. So not knowing, subconsciously, I was definitely recording them songs in my head that I later on, when I got into production, helped me to get placements and shit. Excuse my language.
Wow. That's great.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but it also gave me another, like, it broadened my spectrum to listen to other music, like, other different types of music. Like, it never gave me, like, I was never closed-minded to different genres, so, you know, it kept me focused.
That's what's up, because, I mean, it's good to be versatile when it comes to, you know, production, because, you know, some people stay to one style. And you know, some people have an ear that's able to hear different types of beats and different. It could be an African sound, you know, a Spanish sound, an Asian sound, an Indian sound, and you can mix it and blend it together, you know, and make, you know, music in perfection. You know, what you do. Go ahead.
That's crazy that you say that. Not to cut you off, because hopefully the public get to know we me and Grant's definitely been working on different types of music for different types of genres, like world music. We actually working on a couple scores and commercials as well. So being that we both come from different ethnic backgrounds, we definitely indulge in different types of music. So we got, like, the type of library we have right now, as far as production, is unlimited. You know, you can throw Shakira at us and we'll have production for her, you know what I mean?
I can't wait till you get some of that stuff, man, because I definitely want to play that, because that's why, like, with Lush, I don't try to classify myself as number one hip hop. I came from an era from where we listened to everything. And plus, I'm an African. I'm Nigerian. And, you know, I listen to Spanish music. And I'm going to tell you a secret. I like Julio Iglesias and Enrique Iglesias. I like Spanish music, too. So,
crazy. I got family from Dominican Republic that actually live in Ivory Coast in Africa. So go figure. Look at that.
That's what's up, man. I mean, I can't wait. And the money, you know what? The money is with that world music, man. That world music is
like
where
Fred,
that money is.
Not to cut you off, Fred got a huge record right now that's actually playing in France featuring Booba. Booba's like the biggest artist in France right now. And to actually, you touched that topic. I had to mention that. So shout out to Fred the Godson.
Yo, shout out to you hear Josh. Shout out to Fred the Godson. He showed us mad. He shows us mad love. We love him to death. That's family right there. We love Fred the Godson. Good dude.
That's my twin. Yeah, definitely. That's my brother right there.
Definitely. He's one of the most humblest guys I've ever met. Besides you, of course. You know.
Thank you. But see, that's my twin. So that's why it's similar. So you see me, you see Fred is the same thing.
That's what it is, man. We got a caller. We got callers live on the line and stuff. We got a caller from the 908. I think we got Jersey in the building. Jersey, you're live in the building on Let's Radio Online. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. You're live with Buddha, the future super producer. What up?
Well, I ain't got to tell you my name. This Future Guru 100. So shout out to Buddha the future. Shout out to Let's Radio Online. This Future Guru 100. So
Future
I'm
Guru.
Already Yeah, when you told me his name, Les, I'm like, yo, future, what? So I'm all on now. So, we like namesakes right now. We got to keep it popping.
What's up, man? How you doing?
It's good. Yo, congratulations on all your success so far, bro.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It's good to hear. It's good to hear that you doing that worldwide movement for notoriety, man. It's like when you break it down like that, and what cats need to be reaching for, that's what I can appreciate. That cats are not just trying to do one thing; that they're coming out and showing how it's supposed to be done. See, I could appreciate that. And like Rush said, we're not really sticking to one style of music, but at the same time, this is how we encourage others to get involved with the movement. It shouldn't just be about. Cause why would you just want people to just come down a one way street? Like, that's not.
Word.
We got to make it like a worldwide thing. Yeah.
You want all walks of life to come through.
True.
Definitely. Buddha, this is my co-host out in Jersey. Guru, Future Guru 100.
What's going on, Guru?
Showing us, man.
Yo, what's good? We're showing love right now.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Definitely. And Fred, we're going to go into some music of yours because you definitely got some fire in the arsenal. And I want to get this so I can make a couple of these people's ears dance a little bit. You got some stuff from Lloyd Banks and everything. Let me go ahead and look into the situation and check this out, because
right.
you got one that's Big Money. I think it, what is it, Big
Big Boys Bigger City is actually being played on the radio now. K-Slay, Flex and all of them.
Okay, that's what it
big
is.
Boys,
I'm about to go.
City by Lloyd
big
Banks
Boys, Big City by Lloyd Banks right here, and I got that song right here in the arsenal.
Okay.
And we're gonna go to that song. And I want you to go ahead and tell us, go ahead and introduce this right now to the people out there. And when we come back, the rest of y'all listeners, call us. We will bring you on so you could talk to the wonderful, the humble Buddha, the future.
All right.
Oh, Buddha.
For having me up here. Right now, y'all about to listen to Big Voice, Bigger City by Lloyd Banks, produced by Buddha the Future and Grand's Music. Thank you once again for tuning in and showing love. God bless.
Here we go.
Negro masses all over began to re-evaluate themselves. The Negro came to feel that he was somebody.
I pray to him, jealous cause he watching over them, I don't pretend, wishing they lose, hoping I win, took my fit cause I'm driving with no top, hiding in the motherfucker, riding with my Glock, knock knock, who is it, a hollow stick blizzard, you talk it if you live it, if not, get delivered, niggas hearts going frigid, it's no remorse. Nigga, I be the last one to give it. Hit your ass off your pivot, and I pass on the syrup. They welcome the chronic. They wondering where the real rap when I'm helping them find it. Blinded, criminal minded, in poverty bonded. Honest, just to be where I come from. Rewind it, you dumb son. Suck a slow. The day of the sleep. These motherfuckers know the wolves is playing for keep. The wounded lay on the street. The goons is playing for keep. We wounds is playing the least. We want a peace, nigga. You ain't got to like me, but you feel me if you riding with that millie. Big voice, bigger city. Philly, if you look around for pity, boy, we grimy and gritty. Big voice, bigger city. Suckin' some of these niggas wanna kill me and the damn thing pretty. Big voice, bigger city. You ain't got to like me, but you hear me. Ted Broker, Big Willie. Big money don't make it easy, money make it harder. You're smart, you can get it, but it don't make you smarter. The music stop moving, I'ma make another Carter. On contrary to whatever you heard, I am harder. Lyrical revolver, metaphoric father. Headed for the gusto, I'm an incredible rider. In a bed of lasagna, meet Britney and Tanya. No breakfast in bed, just a ganja. I kind of miss the days when we honored honor. Loyalty cause karma can be your baby mama. I've been a G since the need, maybe longer. Ain't no pieces in me, I bring you the drama llama on your album gala. No pain, no holler. Lead a scene, no cops, no collar. I'm a beast, the sickest shit spitting on the east. I know, walk around, listen to the streets, nigga. You ain't got to like me, but you feel me if you riding with that Millie. Big voice, bigger city. Silly if you look around for pity, boy, we grimy and gritty. Big voice, bigger city. Suckin' so these niggas wanna kill me and the damn thing pretty. Big voice, bigger city. You ain't got to like me, but you hear me. Dead broke a Big Willie. Big voice, bigger city.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. Boot of the Future right there. Big voice, big city right there with Lloyd Banks, produced by Boot of the Future. He's live on the line with us, man. Call us. Y'all need to call in at 347-826-7722. I like that right there, man, and I like the opening, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Shout out to Grand Music. That's my partner right there. Shout out to the whole TBN block work, Platinum Boy Music. I'm Dez. Fred the Godson. Sorry. I had to throw that in there. Bam.
You know, you can have whatever you want. You know why? Because you're just such a... I just love you, man. I love you, Buddha.
I should have came
you
up
know?
To the show, man. You should have told me, man. I would have been up there.
Man, I wanted you to come through and stuff. I'm gonna be back up in New York on the 22nd, though. On the 22nd, but the only thing I'm gonna have Lethal and DJ Instinct up there. But you know, I mean, you can come in whenever you feel like it, Buddha. I don't care.
Shout out to them.
You know, you can come on whenever you feel like it. So I mean, if you have time, you know, in your busy schedule, you know. And you can grace me with your wonderful presence, you know.
Darling.
I would love to have you again.
Okay, what I'm gonna do is next placement we get is you're gonna be the first place to play. I guarantee it. I promise you.
Word? Wow.
Next placement me and Grant get, we'll make sure we premiere live on your show.
You just making me feel warm and fuzzy inside. I'm going to cry. Stop, Buddha. Don't do that.
Help.
Stop, Buddha.
Okay. Don't get me in trouble. You better knock it off, girl. I want to get beat up by your boyfriend, son. Stop it.
Buddha, stop playing with me. I'm going to call you on the flip side.
All right, now.
Oh, man. But we got callers live on the line. Callers, tell us your name and where you're calling from. We got a caller from the 973. Looks like Jersey's live in the building again. 973, what it do, baby? You live with Buddha, the future super producer.
Jersey was popping. Buddha, what it is, man? It's your boy, Lekka, young and restless. Patterson on the check-in, you heard?
Going on, Patterson. Restless was popping.
What's good, my brother? How you, man?
Chilling, man, working over here, grinding, trying to bless this earth with some good music, man. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, same here, my brother. I'm on that bike, you know, grinding, man, working, trying to definitely get in contact, get in cahoots with you, you know what I mean?
Definitely, man. If you want, get my contact from Lush, or you can hit me up on my Twitter.
Nah, definitely. Lush is my sister. You already know. Shout out to Lush Radio and all that, you know what I mean?
Nah, definitely. Get my contact from her, and you already know you family. Let's get it.
Nah, you already know, brother. Definitely, man. I need to get you my stuff so you can hear it, and I hear you doing big things, too, so, you know, we got to connect, man.
I mean, we trying. Let's get it, man. It's good energy,
got you,
man.
Brother.
Positive energy all day.
Yes, sir, my brother. Stay doing what you do, man.
I appreciate the love, man. Thank you, man. Anything I can do to help, just hit me up.
Got you, my
brother. I don't believe in no trying over here. I believe that y'all guys are doing it no matter what.
Thank
you
so much.
positive
man.
People doing positive things out here, man. It's real
yes.
talk.
That's what it's yeah, about,
you know?
Man.
Definitely.
That's exactly
we
what it's about. 360 positive, man.
We got another caller live in the building. You're live listening to Buddha the Future. I love this dude right here, man. He just, you know, I love this man.
I love you too, girl. I love you too.
That's what's up. We got a caller from the 347. You're live in the building with Buddha the Future. What it do, baby?
It's your boy Fred the God, a.k.a. Big Bronx, man.
What up, Fred?
What up, dude?
What's good?
My boy shutting the city down.
Yeah. What up, y'all?
Yo.
What's going
I'm
on?
Ain't nothing,
Fred.
Yo,
what's
thank
up?
You for taking out your busy day, big bro.
You already know, man. I didn't even know you was up there, man.
What? You already know how we doing it, man. We trying to corner the market, big baby.
That's what it is, man. How
you know,
is it over there? How you doing? Y'all treating my twin good? You know,
yo.
You know, shorty over there got the ratchet.
Yeah, I already know. Let's see.
Yeah, you answer them questions right quick in a hurry. Get up out of there, you know?
Fred, you know, don't make me fight you, Fred. Fred know I love you. That's my
twin.
You know what? Honestly, though, these two guys right here are wonderful guys. Fred the Godson, humble guy. Buddha the Future, humble guy, you know, and it's very unique that you get two humble guys to work together to make awesome music, you
it's
know.
God
and I'm
yeah.
sure that Fred called in and stuff, you know, because, you know, y'all twins anyway, so I had to make sure that the twin power was going on real quick.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, definitely.
You know, definitely, man. So, I mean, how is it working with Buddha, Fred? You know,
from the beginning, you know, before music, we both came in this game together and, you know, we both grew together. So, it's a privilege, it's an honor, you know, talented
Amen,
you can take it either way, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, with us, it's easy, you know, we get in the studio. Most of the time, we work while everybody's sleeping, like we up 3-4 in the morning. You know, in that good old block work studio, we getting it in, man, while everybody's sleeping. You know, that team no sleep, that's what we represent.
Oh, by the way, Fred started that, everybody on Twitter. Oh, don't try to block,
yeah.
man. Started that, man. Team no
yes,
sleep
sir.
CEO right there.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. You know, that's what it is, definitely, man. And I just want to say that I'm just happy and, you know, glad that I got both of y'all on the line together. You know, I hit Fred up. I said, yo, you been calling, son.
Yeah, you know, I was asleep. And then I just felt like something telling me to get up, man, because I'm a little bit under the weather. I grabbed the phone. You know, she like, yo, you already know what it is, man. You better call in Buddha's here. You already know. So I just hurry up and called. You know, I ain't trying to have no problems. You know, I'll be over there.
And Lush is an honor just to see my brother winning right now. But me
you're
and Fred,
good looking.
We spoke about this years ago, and I knew my twin was going to do it, and he's just getting warmed up, and it's just a blessing to be around that man, and I want to thank him and thank everybody just for supporting my brother right there.
Well, we definitely support Fred, you know. Fred, I don't know, did you get to see them pictures that we tweeted you and stuff?
Oh, yeah, of course. Crazy. Thank you. Y'all be everywhere, man. Y'all be everywhere. Then y'all left. I just left. I thought y'all was going to rock for the night. Y'all had to go downtown, take care of y'all work. I mean, that's what it is about putting that work.
That's what it is, man. All I'm saying is that, you know, people calling at 347-826-772, Fred the Godson, Buddha the Future, man. I just got to salute Buddha, man, because Buddha, I've been seeing you. I've been watching you for a minute. You've been working hard. You and Fred the Godson have been working hard as I don't know what. And I'm really glad that you guys are winning and doing your 1-2, man, and continue winning, man. And don't let nobody stop y'all. Because if I'm around, I ain't going to let nobody stop y'all, for real.
But you already know. We know how you give it up. You know, that's all I need to hear.
Real talk, man. It's you know, it's Friday, it's Fall of Fridays. You know, Fred, get your Twitter out there, you know, for the people. I know you're a busy man, and I know you still, you know, got to get that beauty rest in, because I know you got a hard day at work.
Yeah, you know, but We rocking. Everything's Fred the Godson. Correct spelling, F-R-E-D-T-H-E-G-O-D-S-O-N. That goes for the Facebook, the MySpace, the Twitter. You know, we rocking, we moving. Yo, where was Emma?
Oh, Emma is in Philly right now and stuff. We'll be back up in the studio on the twenty-second and stuff and everything. We'll be back down there on the 22nd. I'm trying to see if I can get Buddha to come in live in there on the 22nd with us too, if he's free and stuff.
Definitely,
again.
That wouldn't be a problem. Also,
definitely,
man, make sure everybody call up the radio stations and request that Too Fat, man. Please, by Fred the
Definitely.
God.
Definitely,
request
man.
That Too Fat, man. What up, Fred? Just my bank account and my blood pressure. Hello?
Fred, crazy, man.
We rocking. We winning.
Y'all winning, and y'all going to continue to keep winning, man. And it's nothing but love for y'all, man. And, you know, I'm just glad that y'all doing y'all thing. Hey, Fred, I ain't forget about your invite. We're going to come to the studio. It's just been real hectic. But we're going to come to the studio. I'm going to bring a bottle. We're going to come crash out at y'all spot real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what it is. That's what it is, man. So, listen, all of y'all, be safe. Have a good weekend. Good night. You already know, Twin, hit me after you're done.
Yeah, I'm going to see you today.
You already know
you're
winning.
Yes, sir.
Let's do
it. TVN, I work all day.
I love you.
Die, baby.
Love you, Twin.
Talk to you later. I made sure my brother from another mother called in, you know, to talk to his twin so y'all can get y'all twin power.
Hello. That was an OD surprise, man. Thank you.
Yo,
that made
it
even more genuine right there. That was a good look.
I had to make sure. He know I be on some Devo stuff. You know, him and me and Emma, we crazy.
Yeah, I already know. He told me. He been warning me about you. So you're not going to mess this up for nothing. I was like, I got to be on point. I felt like I was at a job interview. I had to, you know, make sure I called in early. I got dressed up and all that. I was like, shit, oh, man.
Definitely, man. Tell us all of the new projects that you're working on right now that we need to stay tuned with. I know you're doing some stuff with Fred and everybody else, but tell us some of the new projects we need to look out for or videos or anything like that.
Definitely support me and Grands on that new Hunger for More 2. It's actually myself, Grands, and Blizz. We got some production on there, the Hunger for More 2 by Lloyd Banks. That's actually not the song that you just heard. That's another song that's supposed to come out. I can't really say who's on it, but y'all gonna love it. It's definitely a hip-hop classic. Also, a big release is the Big Bronx Reloaded with Fred the Godson. And it's when I say when that comes out, that's definitely going to change the game. Remember, you heard it first on Lush Radio. Like, definitely his mixtape is going to change the game, and I'm just honored to be on it. And we have a couple more of our ventures I can't really explain right now, and a commercial coming out very soon. Within the next, I would say, the next 4 months. So you'd definitely be the first one to have it and play it. I'm going to tweet it directly to you so you could post it first.
Definitely, definitely. Don't forget, man. I'm going to call you on that one, man. And be like,
oh,
Buddha, what's
sorry,
my
time? We got a record out with Mike Beck.
Shout out to my rest in peace, Mike
rest
Beck.
Rest in peace, Mike.
Salute them.
It's with True Son Ali, Mike Beck. We also got a joint with Coogee Rap. Hopefully I'm be in the works with, I'm going to say it, shout out to my boy MK. We should be having a joint with Vado out soon. And you'll see joints with me and Fred, of course, coming out. And just stay tuned, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. And, you know, rest in peace, Mike Beck, you know, salute to him.
Really, rest in peace, Mike Beck. It's actually on YouTube. If you YouTube True Son Ali, he got the song with Mike Beck on there. Rest in peace, Mike Beck. Shout out to the whole Brooklyn. Shout out to Queens. Shout out to all the boroughs. Shout out to G-Unit, Fifth, Banks, Yayo, everybody, you know.
Definitely. Somebody asked me in the chat room, they said, what are some of the things that you're doing to give back to the community? Any volunteer work, anything that you do on the side, you know?
I'm actually a teacher at a charter school. That's why when you call me during the week, I'm an assistant dean at a charter school. So it's like, I work with underprivileged kids all day out the year. Like,
I know you was a dean. Wow. Okay.
Oh, a assistant. I mean, I work for the Board of Ed. You know what I mean? I work at a school for, you know, special ed students. So I do give back to the community every day when I wake up at 5:30 in the morning. I work with youth all day, and then I'm a producer at night. So, you know, I try to stay positive, you know.
Yo, and God bless you on that, because, you know, I used to be a DA, and I just stopped, you know, recently from the public schools of Maryland. And it takes a lot of patience. Not everybody can deal with the situation. But, you know, to me it got, you know, to a point where I just couldn't see some of the things that were going. We actually talked about the show Street Queens, the Movement, last night. We talked about living with a child with special needs and some of the challenges that the parents face and stuff, and also some of the, you know, situations where, you know, sometimes you feel like the children are neglected, you know. So it's a challenging situation, and that's a whole nother story. But we'll talk about that on the off note.
I'll tune into that. I'll call up for that as well if you ever want to speak on that topic. But, you know, I definitely try to empower the youth as much as I can. So, you know, I appreciate
that's
the love. Thank you.
That's definitely some good stuff right there. We got another song from you. We actually got another one, Jim Jones, Shoot the Block Up, if I'm
no,
correct.
No, that's actually the Fred joint, Shoot the Block Up. The Jim Jones record is Shootouts.
Okay.
Shootouts produced by myself and Grand Music. It actually just dropped about 2 months ago. Shout out to Diddy. He was featured in the video. Shout out to Puff. Shout out to the whole Dipset, Jim, Cam, Joel, Zvato, UN.
Okay.
So definitely a good look. It was actually the first video with the whole Dipset, you know, featured. It came out on Worldstar. So I want to give them a shout-out. That was a blessing as well.
That's what's up. That's a good look. But just in case, if I named it wrong, just let me know, okay?
Okay,
you know,
if it's Jim Jones' record is Shootouts. The other record I sent you is Fred the Godson, Shoot the Block Up.
Okay.
That's actually, you know, an exclusive record. It didn't really drop yet, but I just, you know, throw a treat to you. You know what I mean?
I think it might be. Let me check. Let me double check.
Fred,
go.
Okay, let's rock. I'm only like a block up, pull a drop up. Watch 100 niggas pop up. We all here, we don't care about lock up. Told this little nigga I get this shit shot up. I get this shit shot up. I told a nigga I get this shit shot up. I told homie I get this shit shot up. Motherfucker fuckin' with ho. They know my code DB. Two things don't make me ODB. Wu-Tang, Mac Clip, Black Fifth, clap shit. Tommy in that mattress, bullets look like chapstick. Yeah, fat sick, I'm a bro. Kill that will, you will slip, armor roll. I took trips, fuck common law, connect in the 70s, Lionel Richie, Commodore, call one trauma unit, 4-1, I'ma do it, low like Osama, somebody need some embalming fluid, I love the drama, I'm tryna add bigger llamas to it, cook them right in front of you, Vinny Hunters, how I'ma do it. Now who the Honda Buick, who to call up the shooters, this is my kind of music. Teflon, all three, BX done, call me, I bring it to him. I'm only like a block up, pull a drop up. Watch 100 niggas pop up. We all here, we don't care about lock up. Told this little nigga I get this shit shot up. I get this shit shot up. Told a nigga I get this shit shot up. I told homie I get this shit shot up. Motherfucker fucking with hope. I got the pump, and my camp is mean. I put it down and get them jump, trampolines. Get them thrown in the trunk of the van of beans. Son, I'm too big for you, hammer jeans. I get Jacksons, I deal a cream. Step on squares till it light up, Billy Jean. The Millie Beam, I kill lead like a guillotine. Clip nitty Achilles, really silly, you can still redeem. Pride and your honor, don't deprive me the llama. You'll survive now, but you'll die by my honor. The five is long, I plead the five to your honor. If we collide, no revive, surprise where you wind up. But fuck cops in the lineup. I get them shot from the spine up. And it's funny how you clocking me and now this nigga's time's up. Papers and I time up. Block work, I'm only like a block up. Pull a drop up. Watch 100 niggas pop up. We all here, we don't care about lock up. Told this little nigga I get this shit I get this shit shot up. Told a nigga I get this shit shot up. I told homie I get this shit shot up. Motherfucker fucking with hope. You see I walk with a vibe. The hawks in the sack. I cop the talk. You talk to the cops. Chrome to your wig. Stay home with your kids. CBN black work. Get thrown off a bridge. Said I walk with a vibe. The hawks in the sack. I cop the talk. You talk to the cops. Chrome to your wig. Stay home with your kids. CBN black work. Get thrown off a bridge. Well I knew they all gon' die. They all gon' die. If you knew what I knew, they all gon' die. They all gon' die. If you knew what I knew, they all gon' die. They all gon' die. If you knew what I knew, they all gon' die. They all gon' die.
Cheers. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy, so crazy. And you listening to Lush Radio Online. You already know. Emma, what it do, baby? Peace.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
Peace. This is Emma E2K. Y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, y'all ain't know we speak Spanish too, huh? Let me stop playing with y'all. We live on Lush Radio Online right now. Hot or Not Fridays, man. We going in. Your man Buddha the Future right there. We had an exclusive right there. You know what I'm saying? From your man Fred the Godson. That joint right there was definitely hot right there. You know, that definitely was that. He definitely murdered that joint right there.
Appreciate it. Shout out to Fred. Shout out to my partner, Grand Music. That actually just came out on the In the Box mixtape, but we'll have a bigger release soon in the near future.
That's what's up. Goo, what did you think about that song, son?
Hold on, son.
Goo, you there? What did you think about that song, son?
Yeah, that song was crazy, man. That shit is banging, man. I want that track on an arsenal myself, man. I want to promote that track.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
promote
it,
that track. You know how we do on the Twitter, man. Let me get that. You got a Twitter anywhere? You got the Twitter?
The Twitter is BUDADA Future. That's Buddha the Future, BUDAFUTURE. BUDADAFUTURE, Buddha the Future.
I'm gonna link up with you on the Twitter and show you how I do, man. You know, and it's real. Like, we really want to touch people with that song right there, man. Whatever else you got flying out there on the on a producer tip, man, just let us know, man. Let Lush know. Lush gonna get the orders, man. That's why we do it right here, man.
Hey, bro. Love, man. Appreciate all the love, man. Thank you so much.
Boy, yeah, I know you're a really good guy and everything, and we love you to death, man. You got a lot of hot joints, you know, in the arsenal. I know you got another joint that you sent me from 50. You know what I mean? That you did with 50 and everything. I don't know what your time is like or whatever, because I would like to play that joint, but it's up to you. You know, you want to
be my guest. I appreciate the love and the time that y'all taking out for us, man. Like, it's all appreciative over here. Like, do what you want. I'll stay as long as you need me to.
That's what's up, man. I love you, man. I'm going to give you a hug when I see you.
Thank you. Thank you, love.
You welcome. We got Paper Chaser. This is 50, right? This is 50. Paper
yes.
Chaser. And we're gonna play this one. 50 Cent. Paper Chaser. We're gonna play this, and we want to get your feedback. You know, if it's hot or not on tonight. And we got a hot or not for you, Buddha. We want your honest feedback. You know, it's an independent artist. His name is Eddie L. Ness. The guy's name is Eddie L. Ness. He's an up-and-coming R&B singer. So I want you to check it out and let me know your feedback if you think it's hot or not.
But can I just say something before we get to that? Even if I like it or not, it's not going to determine if it's hot or not, because it's my opinion. I don't want to offend nobody, you know what I mean? So just to make that be clear, because this is hip-hop now. You know how people can get.
No, we ain't going to, no, I want to get your honest feedback. Like, I want you to, you know, you're a super producer. I want you to, like, basically tell me, like, if it's like, you know, it has potential, if you need to tweak certain things or this, that, and the third. I ain't say rip a whole new butthole, no homo, into the dude and not like that, you know?
I definitely got you.
You know, but, you know, your honest critique, you know? So,
right.
But before we get into Hot or Not and everything, we're going to go into the last couple of songs that we do got coming from you. We got Paper Chaser and we have, you know, They Mad. So we're going to go into Paper Chaser and we're going to come right back with your boy, Boot of the Future, the super producer.
I make stuff, not enough, you throw me the kid. You bad nigga shot the front, and I'm a baby chaser. My life, I fight, you know what it is. The moment you expired, I handle my bid. I make stuff, not enough, you throw me the kid. You bad nigga shot the front. You got that big body being time. You find the bitch that you want, you just treat her and her friend, huh? You done fucked up that coke, huh? Them niggas mad as a motherfucker, they finna get you smoked, huh? They outside where you rest, huh? Waiting with the hammers to put a hole in your chest, huh? It's hot, you wearing your vest, huh? It's summertime, you can't even go out, nigga, you stressed, huh? They talking about you in the hood, huh? They saying your ass can't come around, you saying you could, huh? That bitch flip gave you the boot, huh? She ain't fucking with you, nigga, cause you ain't got no loot, huh? Ain't nothing left for you to do, huh? So you back in the hood with your pistol ready to shoot, huh? It won't be long for you dead, huh? Niggas paid me to hit you, I got to put one in your head now. I'm a paper chaser, my life I fight, you know what it is. The moment you expired, I handle my beer. I make stuff, not enough, you front of the kid. You bad nigga shot the front and I'm a baby chaser. My life I fight, you know what it is. The moment you expired, I handle my bid. I make stuff not of nothing, you for me to kid. You bad nigga shot the front and
yeah. Yeah, it's my summer. Go ahead, say something. I want you to say something. So I can smack the fucking black off you, nigga. I spit in your face, faggot. Come through there, man, can't wait, man. Summertime, we gon' mash out this year, nigga. I got serious. Oh my God. Y'all niggas don't want it with me now, man. The fuck, man, y'all know where I come from. They know what club I was torn from. Southside, nigga. Ride and be rolled on. You know the rules. Live this summer or die this summer, baby. It's real.
Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's buried.
You already know what it is right there. Paper Chaser, 50 Cent, you know, Grand Music, you know what I'm saying, Dude of the Future, you know what I mean? Nothing but fire coming out the arsenal. I'm scared of Buddha right now. I don't even know what to say to Buddha right now. I'm shivering, Buddha. I'm shivering.
We're just getting warmed up, Lush. Just getting warmed up. Got another, like, years left.
You definitely doing your thing, man. Guru, how'd you feel about that one right there, man? Guru, you there?
I think Guru passed out off of it, man.
I think you bait him pass out.
Nah, man, don't say that.
Man, that song was so hot, he was burnt up. He was burnt up off that one right there, man. That joint right there is definitely hot, man. I like that song. He was going in, man. He was like, he going to spit in people's faces.
Sheesh. That was actually my first placement right there. Shout out to 50.
Shout out to 50, man. How is it working with 50 Cent? Like, how is it being around him and stuff? Like, how is he?
Oh,
you know,
mad down to earth, coolest, one of the, if not one of the coolest dude I've met so far. Like, the dude has no ego, man. Like, people, the way people portray him, they actually got to get to know him first. One of the coolest people I met. And, like, for him, as big as he is, the way he was acting towards me and Grands, he it felt like family. So I definitely shout out to 50. I mean, he definitely showed his mad love. And we definitely got a couple more records coming out soon in the future. And y'all gonna hear. That boy got some things in the chamber, man. Y'all gonna hear in a few months.
I heard from the grapevine he's working on a new project and stuff, and it's supposed to definitely be some fire on that joint from what I heard. You know?
I mean, I think you heard right, but you know, you see. That's what I'm gonna say. I know you can't
drop the beans and everything. I understand you gotta plead the fifth. I understand.
Definitely. Thank you for understanding.
I understand. I'm not gonna pressure you. I ain't gonna twist no arm, man.
Definitely I'm very appreciative working with him. He's a good dude, man.
That's what's up. We got another joint called They Mad. You know, you wanna introduce this joint right here?
Yeah, this is actually They Mad off of a V5 mixtape. Is another record I didn't get a chance to send you as well called Better You Know Me. So I sent you They Mad. This actually came out at the beginning of spring of 2010. So I hope y'all enjoy this. And shout out to Lloyd Banks. And make sure y'all cop that Hunger for More 2 November 23rd. They got Buddha the Future, Grand Music, Kanye, Swiss. You know what I mean? Show some love on that.
Wow. Wow. I hope I get an autographed copy, exclusive souvenir joint, you know, from Buddha, you know, when I come up there. That's all I want to know. But I'm just throwing that out there, Buddha.
All I'm going to say, that album is going to be a classic, and I'm just glad that myself, Grands, and Blizz, we got to get on that album. So y'all just get ready November 23rd. But this is a little warm-up, so Lush Radio, Here's Day Mad by Lloyd Banks.
That's what it is. Let's go.
I'm just a stand-up nigga. If you ain't got the money, then I can't fuck with you. Now Niagara with the flow. It don't matter where I go, I got the magnum when I roll. They grab a nigga's soul. You don't have any control on how tragedies can go. This Maddie didn't blow, and I'm glad I deep in dough. I don't flatter no hoe, I bang it then I go. Should I rap, I'm gonna grow, cause I'm already grown. Weed addict full-blown, and chronic cologne. And I'm running for drones, and get me right on my zone. Get it, got it, I'm gone, to my exotic home. Dollar number on my phone, tell her don't come along.
Don't come
along, they mad I did it, but that comes with it. I'm flying with my nine, fuck you, get it. Got a bill, six clothes, the first one with it. Watch the Lambo roll, and it's okay. They wanna be like me, cause I'm more like me. My girlfriend like me, she wanna run like me. With son of a white tee, a very Nike. Destiny might be a pine box, nigga. Please, little nigga, you a flea, little nigga. I cop weed, little nigga, you drop weed, little nigga. Breathing quicker, huffing and puffing for air. We got ammo by the tub, there's nothing to spare. Niggas acting no roughs and tough, but they scared. Weird, the umpire get flared in wheelchairs. I can't complain, I'm winning. Getting my dick stuck by four different women. This champagne got the whole room spinning. And by the end, I won't remember the beginning. My rims ain't spinning, except for when I move. Black chrome 22s, that's grown man shoes. Ooh, they mad I did it, but that come with it. I'm flying with my nine, fuck you, get it. Got a perfect flow, the first one with it. Watch the Lambo roll, and it's so kidding. They wanna be like me, cause I'm more icy. My girlfriend like me, she wanna run like me. If a son of a white tee, a berry in Nike. Destiny might be a prime box, nigga.
Yo, what up? What's poppin'? It's your boy Cuban Link, and right now you're listening to Lush Radio Online, and this is to get the fuck up out of here Fridays, so you know what you gotta do, man. Get the fuck up and get the spaghetti. Team Studios, what?
That's what it is. We live in the building here, Lushy Lush, man, and that joint was definitely hot right there. That gave me a different sense of Lloyd right there. He sound kind of different right there. That gave me a different style of him. I like that
joint.
Yeah,
definitely, man. He definitely came out with a different vibe on that track.
Yeah.
I've noticed the last couple places we've been getting, the artists that's been, you know, recording to them definitely been coming out their show. So shout out to Lloyd Banks, Jim, Fred, 50, all of them.
Yeah, it seems like when they get on y'all tracks, man, you getting a whole different flavor right there.
I mean,
what's up with that?
What's crazy is that after Kanye made that statement about Banks being top five, the first record he dropped was Big Voice, Bigger City, and it's been getting a good pickup. And then when Jim Jones dropped Shootouts, that's when Dipset got together. So, you know, it's that good energy, man. You know.
I think it is. I think y'all definitely blessing, you know, the hip hop nation, you know, with y'all good vibes. I mean, y'all bring your unity together, you know, like, wow. I mean, people is definitely
so much. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. That's definitely a blessing, man. You know, I definitely appreciate all the love.
Maybe your place to be here was to definitely, you know, touch the world and stuff through your music and really, you know, do something, you know, besides the children and everything, just really touch people, bring people together, you know?
God willing, man. Hopefully that's my purpose here, you know? Let's see.
Definitely, man. I mean, I'm proud of you, man. Salute you.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that.
I got a lot of fire coming out of
the
What'd you say, man?
I said, I salute you, too. You got your own show and your whole webcast and everything. That's official. I'm actually logged on right now, Lush Radio Online. Don't think I'm not on. I mean, I'm signing my membership right now.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, man. It's official right here, official tissue. Your man Buddha the Future is logging on to Lush Radio Online and signing up. That's what I'm talking about. Love you to death for doing that one right there. You know. And continue to, you know, spread the word, because we're going to continue to spread the word on there about you. Anything that you get new, you know, we're going to continue to support it on Lush Radio Online. I'm going to definitely get my own graphic designer, you know what I'm saying, to do a banner, you know, as an affiliate to support what you're doing and, you know, send it directly to your website. That's how much love I got for you, Buddha.
Thank you, Lush. I appreciate all the love. Anything you need from me, you know you got it. If you ever come out with a mixtape, I better be on it. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm working on that song later on down the road and stuff for some independent artists that I deal with directly that you know, that definitely need to, you know, get their stuff out there. And you will be the first one that I hit up before anybody that I'll hit up. It'll be between you and Vinny. It might be you and Vinny and somebody.
That's my brother right there. You know that, right? Vinny, that's family. So it's whatever. That's family. That's home base.
That's our dude right there. We was over there working with him on the that whole Marcy Project situation he was doing with AK Chop and Gita K and them.
Wow.
And, we did the pictures and everything.
That's hard.
Yeah, we did Paula Perry. Shout out to Paula Perry. She did the video and stuff, and me and Google were the one that was, you know, promoting the mess out of it. It did numbers. You know, we got it on Forbes DVD. It was on Smash, you know what I'm saying, and that we definitely supported that. So if I do the mixtape, I definitely, you know, will call on you and Vinny and the other dude, Ty Fife and stuff.
Okay.
I'll be out of y'all three on the mixtape because I definitely love y'all working what y'all do. And the other thing, Buddha, besides, like, if you weren't doing producing or anything like anything in the music business, what would you be doing now? And if you wasn't teaching or being a dean, what would you do? What would you be doing right now?
Stop saying I'm a dean, man. I ain't no dean. you better get me in trouble. Let me just say this. Shout out to my father. He just got deported, so I would have definitely never went that route because, you know, he was in the feds, so I had a lot of examples to learn from. I would have probably been in the medical field. I would definitely been doing something right.
Wow.
I'd probably real estate or the medical field. I used to actually, I was into a lot of, like, chiropractors and stuff. I used to work at a chiropractor's office when I was in high school, so.
My back hurt, dude.
There you go. You go.
My back hurts, Buddha.
You go.
I just was throwing that out there, you know.
Yeah.
Let me stop.
You got my number. Yo, Lush, you got my number, girl.
Yo. Yo, but yo, if you're tuning in right now, we're live with Buddha the Future, man. You know, don't forget that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Don't forget that cancer affects everybody, males and females. Make sure you get checked out today. You know, it's never too late to get checked out. Don't be stubborn. Go out there and get checked out. Wear your pink and definitely represent this month for cancer awareness. And shout out and salute to everybody that lost their lives and the people that are going through it right now with the battle with cancer.
Shout out to my brother Julio. He's actually fighting leukemia.
Wow. Definitely shout out to him, and definitely God bless him and, you know, continue to make him strong, you know, God willing, you know, to take that, you know, slowly take that illness away from him too.
Familiar.
You know, so shout out to him. And shout out to the you know, a lot of people, you know, they just going through it right now, you know, with this cancer. Cancer is just like serious right now, man.
It's like
the more and more of these years that we go through it right now, we got the cancer is just definitely like, you know, it's getting more in our minorities. You know, and they still can't find out what the cause is because, you know, as we were growing up, it wasn't that many people getting as much cancer. But nowadays, it seems like a lot of people.
I'll tell you what it is everybody's diet, man, and all them ingredients we don't know the name of in the back of our foods, man. You look at the fine print, all that stuff, we don't know what that is. You better believe it's causing something. That's all I'm going to say right there, though.
Hey, I believe the same thing. I feel like they slowly trying to kill us anyway. Toothpaste. You know, we used to use the same kind of toothpaste. Now they're going to put some kind of crazy. They trying to deteriorate our teeth and all kinds of crazy mess. You put on lotion. They said the lotion is making you bad. You eat the food is bad. It costs more to eat healthy than to eat bad. Isn't that crazy?
No. Yeah.
You know, they slowly trying to kill us.
You ain't never lied, Craig.
Definitely. We're going to go into our Hot or Not segment, man. This past week, you know the whole phenomenon with. I wanted to ask you a question. How do you feel about Willow Smith? Will Smith's daughter.
Yo,
how
do you feel about that
phenomenon right there?
Yo, it's crazy that you asked me that, yo. I swear to God, yo, I was on my way to work, and that song she has out. Shout out, I think it's Polo the Don. I don't know who did that record. I'm down to work with that girl. I have to work with that. Willow Smith is a problem, yo.
Problem, yo.
That
problem.
Record she has out, that joint is organic. It's a definitely great record, man. It's a breath of fresh air.
She made me whip my hair. I whipped it, and I'm keeping on whipping it. But I'm going to tell you that, honestly, I didn't even know that it was her singing that song. I swore it was either, you know, Rihanna or somebody else, not her, you know, singing. And I didn't even know that she even sung. So when I heard it was her and then Jay signed it, I'm like, yo, this song right here is a winner. It's going to be a hit. And Nicki Minaj.
Shout out to Willow. I am trying to work with her. Anybody know her? If she's listening, let's work. That record is crazy.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I'm trying. I'm crossing my fingers. I got a publicist working on me to get that interview with her on my show. So I'm working to get that call in. And as soon as I find a confirmation that she's coming on, I'm going to let you know heads up so you can call in and go ahead and get your plug in, my dude.
All right. Thank you, Mama. I appreciate that. That's why I love you, girl. That's why I love you, girl. I tell you I love you, girl, because I love you, girl.
We working on it. We working over here at Lush Radio Online. That's all I can say is that we're trying to, you know, definitely network, you know, because your network is your network. And all I want to do is just Lush Radio Online is, you know, the people's voice. You know, we working for people that don't get their, you know, name out there. And we're definitely trying to work with all people that's trying to work together. You know, if we ain't working together, why are we working at all? That's the purpose.
Absolutely right.
Definitely. Like I said, and then I'll have another question, you know, to you is that, you know, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? You said doing any acting, getting any you know, TV shows or placements, anything like that in that situation?
Definitely, I would definitely love to build the brand bigger as a powerhouse, you know, like one of them corporations like McDonald's or something. Definitely film scoring, commercials, jingles. Hopefully executive producing the top albums coming out of those years, winning Grammys, opening up youth centers, just trying to do as much as we can just to, you know, make things better. And especially in a time like now where times is hard, people need good music, man. So why not? Let's resurrect this good music back. You know what I mean? So definitely, you know, I want to say too much. I just want to say, you know, just successful and wealthy, man. Just making our brand just bigger. Hopefully, you know, we'll be around for a long time so people can appreciate us.
And that's what it is. I think everybody wants to be successful and wealthy. But honestly, like, you know how you feel a vibe that you feel somebody's honestly going to be blessed. I honestly, deep down in my soul, feel that you're going to be blessed in everything that you put your mind into.
And I received that with the Lord's blessings. You so much. Like, that means
true.
A lot. I've never heard somebody tell me that before, so thank you.
You're welcome, but I'm only telling you the honest truth, and it's not of me. I'm just telling you, the truth right now that I honestly feel from your energy and your persona that I honestly feel that with everything that you touch will be blessed. You know, it might not come exactly at the time when you want it, but it's going to come. You have a big blessing that's coming to you very soon. You know.
Thank you so much, and I received that. Thank you so much. That's very inspiring to me.
You know, and that's honestly, you know, on Lush Radio Online, man. And make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com and listen to Buddha the Future. And go ahead.
You better stop. You're going to make me cry, girl.
Don't cry, baby. Don't cry. I'll wipe your tears, baby. I'll wipe your tears.
Okay, baby. Crazy.
For real, man. But we're going to go in a second. We're going to go into a Hot or Not segment in a quick second. And we're going to be talking about, you know, the song is like, if it's hot, you know, then you like it. If it's not, you know, we're going to pick it up and throw it in the garbage, you know what I'm saying? But we ain't going, like, crucified so hard. And if you feel like it has potential, we'll call it lukewarm. And that one will stand by your man, Bugsy. When he calls things lukewarm. So shout out to Bugsy for stamping that one. You know, so I got a song from, I have a song from Eddie L. Ness, and I have another song from our boy Lega, and our boy Amir also from Boston. So I got three songs for you, and I want your honest opinion, you know. And, just give me your feedback and tell me what you think about it. You know, certain things, if they should change the hook or move something around, or maybe it needs to be mixed and mastered differently and stuff like that. Because sometimes, you know, it's better to hear from somebody that's, you know, more of an expert, you know, than, you know, hearing from other people around them, you know.
Okay.
And stuff like that. I respect your opinion, so I'm gonna go ahead and put that out there. This is the opportunity that we give independent artists to get honest feedback from people in the industry and stuff like that. So we're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna play you a song from Amish. He's out of Boston. And the first time I heard him, he had a different style. He switched his style up, and I kind of like this style a little bit better. But he's out of Worcester, Massachusetts. And I'm gonna go ahead and play this song for you, and I want to know if it's hot or not. Call in at 347-826-7722, and don't forget to win your chance to win the Recovery album and the poster. I'm gonna play the song, so stay tuned.
Looking tall for me not to believe that I'ma win for as long as I breathe. Fast life, I can't lie, fell in love with the speed. iPhone, iPod, multitasking, enjoying the breeze. With my sunroof open, aka the ashtray, my memory so vivid, I be picturing past days. Women I was intimate with, could care less except for my girl Red, one of my few real friends. I tend to be a bad judge of character, broken lens, with no Photoshop for the camera, blemish on top of blemish. Yeah, I removed the cancer, but man, I can still feel the pain from the remnants. I never get bent out of shape, yo, it is what it is. Left my shoulder off, handle my biz. It's nothing but a tough pair of Tims. I got suede cleaner, for a new pair, either or, I'm still here. I made a few mistakes, I caught a few cases. I ain't proud of that.
Yeah.
life. Embracing the addiction, inhaling the toxins. I'm so far gone, I'm beyond any intervention. You can't intervene, I'm liable to stay. It's a need, you can't pry me away. Please leave, I'm not here to appease you or ease your insecurities that eat you. That is life, so not me. Come on, like, honestly, dude, back off, let me do what I do. Let me fall, let me fail, let me learn from the most. I'll adjust, trust me, the black George Clooney is here, the prototype back one a year. I got a handle on this, my attitude's resilient. I need a strong girl, a borderline feminist, but still feminine. I'm drawn to elegance, as long as she don't wanna use my past for evidence. I made a few mistakes, I caught a few cases.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
And let me know what you think. Tonight, our special judge is Buddha, the future, the super producer. Buddha, what do you think?
I'm going to say lukewarm, man.
Lukewarm? Okay.
The reason why I'm going to say lukewarm, I think the concept was cool, but I don't think the song fit the beats.
Okay.
The vocals is a little, you know, distorted, but I'm going to say lukewarm. I'm not going to say it's not hot or it's not. I'm going to say lukewarm because it has potential. I would just say he has to tighten up his flow and just move the song to, I would say, a different beat. When I heard the beat, I didn't think he was going to spit that type of way on the song.
Okay. All right.
That's my opinion. That doesn't mean, you know what I mean? That doesn't mean that it's not hot or something. That's just my opinion.
Nobody's saying that, boy.
Because I heard about you, Lush, over there.
No, I'm not saying that, Buddha. We just want to see the artists. We want to get the artists the feedback so they know how to tighten up their stuff, you know.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah. So,
okay.
You know, they can tighten their stuff up, you know. So, you know, getting feedback from you. You're a super producer. You know, a lot of people look up to you. A lot of people are dying to work with you. So they want to be able to tighten up and get their feedback. Huh?
I said they can reach me on Twitter.
I know they can definitely reach you on Twitter, and like I said, or, you know, if you want to get in contact, you know, but if you're about your business and you're serious, if I definitely think that, you know, I co-sign you, then I'll give you the information. But if you're not, I'm not going to give you the information. You might as well just go ahead and hit up on Twitter. For real.
Definitely,
you know,
look out
honestly.
For making it happen. Definitely,
no
problem. Better bless Lush for making it happen.
Definitely. And I want to also ask my boy Bugsy live from Boston. What it do, Bugsy? What did you think about that song, Hot or Not or Lukewarm? That's your word.
What it do? Salute to everybody listening and on the show.
Bugsy, salute.
Ain't not much, man, out here enjoying the day. I think I'm going to have to go with the Lukewarm myself, man, you know. And the only reason why I'm going to say that is just as far as, like, the mass, I don't know, it just sounded like it was too loud a little bit, you know, bring down the treble and put a little more bass into it. But, I mean, if he's listening, man, I'll have him. I'm actually in Worcester right now, and I might know who he might be linking up with as far as work. But, you know what I mean? Like I said, man, you know, just tighten up the volume control a little bit, and you'll definitely be good.
Okay, that's what's up. And that's why I definitely want to get that honest feedback. I got another song from Lega. We're going to play a slight bit of it, and then I want to get your honest feedback on how you feel about it. And then we also have a song from Eddie L. Ness, and that's the last song for tonight on the Hot or Not. But I need y'all to stay tuned. Whoever is that caller that tells me, you know, what song I played before this song is going to win the album tonight. You're going to win the album. You know, you're going to win the album. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play Lega's song right here. It's called Look Easy. Tell me what you think. Is it hot or not or lukewarm?
Woo! Lega!
Yeah. I make this shit look easy. Look at that boy. Stunting in them stunners coming through in a Hummer.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, fresh white tee and them True Religion jeans.
It look easy.
Look at that boy. scene in the 760 beam.
It's a easy.
Look at that boy, money in my pocket. If I want it, I'ma cop it.
It's easy.
Look at my shoes, look at my lights, nigga. Look at my jewels, look at my ring. Look how it bling. Bet you could tell that I'm doing my thing. They love it, high bomb track, nigga. You be on whack. They say sky's the limit, well I'm beyond that. Way beyond rap, so far ahead of time. Forever grind out of this world, we'll never lag a rhyme. Thought you was hotter than me, now you like never mind. Heard my mixtape, decided to get your shit straight. We eat three course meals off a big plate, slick cake. Talk money and never spit hate. Sipping toast wine with chicks that's so fine. Elevating, celebrating the end of the whole night. Look at that boy, stunting and them stunners coming through with a hummer.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Give me your feedback, you know what I mean? It shouldn't take you that long. About to call in at 347. Oh. Okay, here we go. Call in at 347-826-7722. Tell us what you think about that song right there, Buddha. What you think about that song?
I like the track. The flow on it was pretty cool. Definitely like the screaming type, like Beastie Boys type joint. The beat was official. I think it's hot. I would probably work on it more, better on the mixing and bring out more.
Okay, that's what's up.
I fuck with it.
That's what it is. What you think about that, Buzzy?
I'm going to give it the capital H. And the only reason why I give it the lowercase, my fault, said the capital, lowercase H, is it got potential, but it's just not something I would probably, you know, throw in the whip and ride around. But it got potential, so I give it the, you know, lowercase H.
That's what's up. At least we got potential on this round. That's what I'm talking about. Potential. That's what I'm talking about. Like I said, we also got This Is the So Warm song by Eddie L. Neff. I'm going to let y'all get a snippet of it. Let me know what you feel about it. I actually want to hear what Buddha has to say about this one. And, you know, and we're going to wrap that up. Y'all better listen because I want to play that song. So you better stay tuned and win that album.
Your body's so warm. I wanna feel it all on me. Girl, your body's so warm. I wanna feel it all on me. Girl, you're so sexy. Sexy. Girl, you're so sexy. Sexy.
Oh,
I'm cold, but your body's so warm. If you really need someone to put it on, put it on.
You're listening to Lush Radio.
Yeah, that's So Warm by Eddie L. Neff. You know, I want to know your feedback. Was it hot or not, or lukewarm? Call in 347-826-7722. Buddha, what you think about that, boo-boo?
I would say not. To me, I think it is not, but it's workable. It reminded me, it gave me like a Calypso type feel, like reggae vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't sure where was he trying to go with the record. And the vocal range didn't really hit me as far as the beat.
Okay. Definitely. That That's definitely the truth right there. Go ahead and tell me what you feel about that, Bugsy.
Man, I'm gonna go with the Luke of the Lucas. Only reason why I'm gonna go with the Luke on this one, give him a little bump on it, is you know the ladies will play that on a drunk night when they shaking their little stinky asses, I would say, you know. So, so you know, he get a little bump for that, man. You know, I gotta throw it in there.
You always gotta say something about stinky.
It's Friday, it's club night.
I think this song has potential. I think it should do like a remix. I think it should be mixed down a little bit. I think just with the ranges, it's just with the ranges. But I think the song has a lot of potential. I would like to hear a remix. Like if you had like somebody like Movado or something.
Movado.
Yeah, Movado or something, or one of them, and that would be definitely, you know, hot. But the song has a lot of potential, though, you know. That's how I feel about it, you know,
okay.
On a solo song. But, yeah, you know, and I have somebody over here, honestly over here, a young lady. I want to get her feedback. Young lady, would you like to tell them how you feel about that solo song? That's something I can move to in the club. So
I told you.
That's lukewarm. The lady, you heard it first from the lady. She said it's lukewarm. Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, she said it herself. She can get her shake on. I told you, shake it.
Somebody's gonna get some play that night. Somebody's gonna get some play. Oh man. But how to not? You know, this is our disclaimer on Lush Radio Online. Well, how to not? Just like Buddha said, it's not about the song is not going to have, like, potential to do stuff or whatever. Even if I say that I don't like the song or I don't feel like it's hot, it's not that somebody else might not like it. It's the fact that we want to give our honest feedback because a lot of, you know, people, you know, a lot of people that listen to your
song. Right now, I don't like it, but it doesn't mean it's not hot.
Yeah, that's the same thing. You know, like I said, everybody out here, you know, believes, you know, that if they sit around the same people all the time, they all going to be like, yo, that's hot, son. Sometimes it's good to get outside people's opinions on how they feel about your music, especially, you know, someone that's been in the game for years, you know. So, I mean, he said the song had potential, but not, you know, the ranges were off, you know. So if you work on it, it's definitely, you know, has the potential to the song. So
there's always room for potential. There's always room for improvement. Nobody's perfect, and I'm still learning. Everybody, you know what I mean? So nobody's perfect. It just didn't move me at the moment. Maybe if I was in the club with that good old Lush, maybe that's possible. I don't know.
You know what? We're going to fight.
maybe I like him. Then, you know what I'm saying? I'm not. Definitely shout out to him. Keep working, keep grinding. You got your song played on the radio. That's a good accomplishment. I mean, so definitely keep doing your thing, homie, whoever that is. You know, I support you 100%. If you need a remix, holla.
That's what's up. And, you know, and if any other independent artist, y'all definitely want to work with Boot in the Future. He's the man to go to. And he works with independent artists. I mean, he already has his claim for fame. A lot of people, you know about him. So if you would like that information, you know, hit me up, you know, or don't forget to hit Boot of the Future on Twitter, you know, follow him, but make sure that, you know, you about business. Don't just sit there and be harassing him and stalking him and all that stuff. We don't got time for all that, all right? Don't be stalkers. And the final thoughts with Boot of the Future, you know, because I know he got to head out, you know, get in the studio and get on this grind. And, you know, I know y'all people, you know, definitely need to go out and go to the club and get your drink on and do your thing. You know what I mean? Last callers that call in, y'all get your final thoughts with Boot of the Future, man, and tell you how much you love him, you know. So 347, you're live in the building with Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby?
Yo.
What up?
Yeah. What up, guys? What up, baby? The Future?
What up, who
that? Yo, I'm just calling y'all, you know, showing some love.
And keep doing your thing, Future. And cuz, you keep doing your thing. And that's about it. You already know. Just calling and showing that love right here.
Thank you very much, my mom.
Welcome.
BK all day, baby.
Yes,
you know,
son, you're already here, son. It's already partying off this mug. Let me get the hell up out of here, son. Y'all do your thing, y'all.
Yo, my cousin already in the mix already early. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to say that it's an honor, a pleasure to have you, Buddha, on the show. And I wish you nothing but blessings in your life and everything that you want in life to come to pass. And hopefully
so
I can have you again on the 22nd live in the studio with us so we can rub your feet and fan you and feed you grapes and all that.
Oh, my goodness. I gotta go now then. Definitely got to run over there now then. Jeez. Nah, thank you very much. I appreciate all the love. Anything you need I can do to help. Just, you know, you want one text or phone call, email, tweet away. Just holler at me, man. And thank you once again. It's an honor and a blessing and a pleasure to be on your show. And I appreciate the time y'all took out just, you know, focusing on me and my team. And I appreciate all the love. Thank you so much.
That's what's up, babe. I'm definitely proud of you. And I just want you to keep on shining, keep winning.
You
know,
too, man.
Whenever you got updates, just send us the information, and, you know, we definitely support you over here.
I got you. You got it. And I'm going to definitely get you that copy, too, okay?
All right, babe. Love you to death.
Love
all right,
you, too.
I'm gonna let you go
Lush
back
Radio,
to work.
Thank you for having me.
That's what's up, boy. You know what I'm saying? We had the pleasure to have Buddha, the Future, live in the building. You know, he's a very busy man. You know, he's doing his thing. And for him to take the time out to come on Lush Radio Online is an honor and a pleasure, people, you know. And these people that come on here, they can be anywhere else, but they're sharing their experience and their time with you guys out there, you know. Where else can you get a chance to actually talk to these people on a one-on-one, you know? You know, chances of a lifetime, you know, to talk to these people, network with them, you know, and hopefully from Lush Radio Online, y'all could connect and do a project together. You guys make money together, whatever. But, you know, I just want people to connect. That's what it's all about, and for us to work together. Lush Radio Online, and, you know, I forgot to say, it is Get the F Out of Here Fridays, you know. I got to tell somebody to get the F out of here before we get off, you know. I know Buddha's got to go to work, but I don't know if he had anybody that pissed him off this week and he just want to go in on them real quick. You know, he don't got to say no names, but he can go in real quick before we end off the show, if he would like to.
Get my landlord the fuck out of here. The grumpy old lady on the train, get her the fuck out of here, too.
Word up. That's real talk right there. Bugsy, you got anybody to tell to get the fuck out of here?
Oh, most definitely, man. So for all the people that complaining, you know, that they going through hard times, man, get the fuck out of here. Everybody go through them, man. You know what I mean? You ain't the only one. We all got problems out here, man. Lord come when it's on time, but he don't come when you call, man. So all y'all stress is over, bullshit. Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm tired of hearing it.
Early.
Yo, all the people that's trying to come up off my come up, you know how hard I work to get my connections, how hard I work to get these people to come through on the show, how hard I work to build networks and relationships, and you trying to come up off my come up, and when the last time I talked to you, my nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Get
the
fuck out of here. Get you the fuck out of here, yo.
Seriously, man. Log on to LushRadioOnline.com. Check out the archives, man. Don't forget to, you know, leave us drops, you know, on our drop hotline that's located on the site, man. Check us out when we live stream and everything, man. Don't forget October, you know what I'm saying, October the 22nd, we're going to have Lethal List live in the building, and DJ Instinct is going to be live in the building with us right now. I'm trying to find the song No Love, but, you know, if I can't find the song fast enough, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and just let somebody call in right now. Right now, you have a chance to win. If you call in right now, you will win the album. Actually, I do got the song. So I'm going to play this song. If you call when this song gets off and calls me right now, you will win this album right now.
Hey, look, do I get to hang up and call back?
Hey, if you call fast enough, maybe. If you call fast enough, maybe I'll put you on hold. You have time. I'm about to play the song. Listen to the song. Now I'm gonna play this No Love song, okay? Caller, you wanna win this album? I'm playing it right now. Let me know.
Dirt on me and grow a wildflower. But it's fuck the world, get a child louder. Yeah, my life a bitch, but you know nothing about her. Been to hell and back, I can show you vouchers. I'm rolling sweet, I'm smoking sour. Married to the game, but she broke her vows. That's why my bars are full of broken bottles. And my nightstands are full of open Bibles. I think about more than I forget, but I don't go around fire expecting not to sweat. And these niggas know I lay them down, make your bed. Bitches try to kick me while I'm down, I break your leg. Money outweighing problems on a triple beam. I'm sticking to the...
That's all. I'm going to check right now. Whoever's that caller right now, I'm about to bring you in. Okay, so whoever's that caller, I'm about to answer the phone right now. I want to know who it is. Caller from the 718. 718, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
who is this 718? This is Linda, and I want my album. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Get the fuck out of here, okay?
You won, Linda. You are a winner, Linda. I'm writing your phone number down, 718. It's the 718-809 number. I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you after the show, and I'm going to get your information so we can send you the album and the poster. You are a winner on Let's Radio Online. You know, you are a grand winner. You know, can you tell everybody the station you listen to win that album real quick?
Lush Radio Online. That's what I listen to.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Linda has won the album, and we're definitely proud of you, Linda, and we're going to be sending you out your album soon. I'm about to call you on the flip side, and we're going to definitely ship that over to you, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Linda, I got you.
All righty.
All right, baby. Okay, so we're going to end it off. Love, peace, and happiness. Lush Radio Online, man. Don't hurt me no more. I give no love to all of the haters, and we out of here. Peace.